Vamos a Iván.
The Taboris Aorim Yiyu Abadim Lo Yosuru Mimenu. The Isur, someone takes out the Badim out of the Aorim, out of the Taboris, he's like Zeishtei Bimore Morem Makis Lachof Beis Hamasir Es Abadim Min Aorim Loike is allowed. And the Forshim, Matarzach, Samot Nelav. The person destroys the Kelim from the Bisham Mikdash. Mistami is over a Loisasu Kelim Lashem Elokeichem. But there's no Malkus. Someone breaks the table. Loisasu Kelim Lashem Elokeichem. He takes off the Lechem Aponim. Someone takes off the Badin. He's Masir Es Abadin Min Ha'Orim. He's Loike. Why a Masir Abadim in Ha'Orim Loike? What could be so chomul that if someone takes out the Badim in Ha'Orim, it's Loike, Azor Ele Masir is Abadim in Ha'Orim Shu Loike. So the Hesber is the Gemara in Tzaita. The Gemara says, it says in Pasuk in Tehillim Kuf Yutes, Zmirois Hoyu Lichukecho Bebeis Megurai. David HaMelech says, the Torah Zmir Yisoyu Lichukecho Bebeis Megurai. Zog the Gemara Omar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid. David, Ato Oimer Zmir Yisoyu Lichukecho. You say that the Torah is a Zmiras? It's a Zemer? Chayecho Shani Mashkichecho Dovo Shafilu Pinoike Shal Besrabon Yoidi Moisri. Because you call the Torah Zemer, I will make you to forget the davar shafulu tinoike shel besrabim yoidim oisrei. Umau, zog the Gemara shenemar bakotef isol. Shenemar bakotef isol. It's a pasuk that all of the kelim and the Beis HaMikdash, you take the kelim with wagons, and the oren you don't take with agolas. The oren you have to carry with the shoulders. Zog the Gemara, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told David, you say zmir yisayu lichukecho. You call the Torah zemer. Chayecho that you will forget a pasuk that afilu tinoike shel besrabim yoidim oisrei. Makotef isol. And the Gemara, what happened? That when the Orim Bris Hashem was by the Plishtim and they took it back, so David forgot the pasuk. He thought that it's not Megadir. And they took the Orim and the Agoles, and it fell off the Agoles, and they're about to hold it. And the Gemara says, Vayifu et Hashem Peretz Be'uzo, and the HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed the Ziyo. So before she asked, David HaMelech said, Zmiro Yisrael Lichukecho. It was a tvi on David, why he calls the Torah Zemer. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made him to forget a pasuk. There's so much other psukim. He made him forget Bereishi, Shmois, Is Chazir, Basa Becholov, Punk Bakotef Yisrael. There's Punk Lav that HaMeir Hashem made him forget. So I remember David Povarsky Zatzal, he was Masbir. Why all of the Kelim you have to carry Ba'agolas? You could carry Ba'agolas. And the Orin Bris Hashem, you have to carry on the shoulder. Bakotef Yisol. All of the Kelim don't have to have Bakotef Yisol. Why the Orin Bris Hashem? Why the Orin Bris Hashem needs shoulders? All the Kelim don't need shoulders. The Orin Bris Hashem needs shoulders. For us, what is the Hezba? What is the Hezba? Zog Rav David Azay. All of the Kelim are Beis HaMikdash, you put them on the Agolas. The Orin Bris Hashem that symbolizes the Torah, the Chefze of Torah is Bakotef Yisol, Omol HaTorah. There's no Chefze of Torah if it's not Omol HaTorah. All of the Kelim, you put it on a wagon, it goes. Mitzvahs, Mimach Mitzvahs. Torah, the Chefze of Torah is Bakotef Yisol. You have to carry it on the shoulders. You have to have a Omol Shel Torah. But out of Molosh of Torah, it's an Ishtok and Torah. When David HaMelech said, Zmiro Yisoyu Lichukecho, the Torah is a Zemaru. Amar HaKadosh Baruch Hu LeDavid, David, Ata Oimer Zmiro Yis, You think the Torah is a zemer or a za? Chayecho, I will make you to forget a pasuk she'afilu tinoike she'besrabim yoidim oisoi. What the tinoike she'besrabim yoidim? They know that all of the kelim you could carry with our goddess. But the Orin Bris Hashem, you have to carry Bakotev. Because the Cheftzev Teire, the Mahusev Teire, is Bakotev Yisod. We daven in the morning, Chazal say, as we daven in Bechukoisei Teleichu Shetiu Amelim Batoiro. It doesn't say in Bechukoisei Teleichu Shetiu Masmidim. Shetiu Yadonim. אם בחוקי סי תלכו, שתהיו המילים בתאירו. This is the מציאס of תאירה. תאירה is בקוטף איסו. This is the מציאס of תאירה. בקוטף איסו. תאירה has to have המולו של תאירו. ולא דוד המלך said, זמירו ישראל לחוקךו. קדש ברוך הוא זק נה, נה, דוד. You will forget a posse that even the kids know. בקוטף איסו. תאירה doesn't go easy. תאירה goes hard. הקדש ברוך הוא once when someone comes into the Beis HaMikdash and he sees the Oroin, to see Oroin with Badin. Chas v'shom, a person will see Oroin without Badin, he could think this Teire, when you need to move it from place to place, you put it on a wagon. Name! Teire you carry on the shoulders. This is the Metzius of Teire. And if someone takes out the Badin, if someone is Metzius a Badin, it's like it. If someone tries to tell us, it's the easy way to learn Teire, is a leichter weg zu learn Teire? Kommt der Malkus. So it makes a new Teire, easy. Easy way. And it's like it. Because he's spoiling the Metzius of Teire. The Chefze of Teire is Bakotef Yisoo. This is the Metzius of Teire. The Metzius of Teire is Bakotef Yisoo. So in Mele, B'taboy Sa'or in Iyu Abadim, Lo Yosuru Mimenu. You're not allowed to be Moitzi the Badim. Ha-Moitzi is Abadim like it. But, it's a big but. Even that this is the Metzius of Teire, and there's no different Metzius to Teire. There's no Teire on Amola Shal Teire. Loike. Chayev Mise. David HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to David HaMelech, you'll be Chayev Mise. Uzo was Chayev Mise. He tried to put the Agolas on a wagon. It's not the way. But how much the Orin Bris Hashem weighed? No, you can't. You have to carry it in the Kosef. You can't have it on a wagon. You have to put it on your own shoulders. How much it weighs? How much the Teira weighs? Chazal tell us, Ha'oroin noise es noise. It was not even heavy. They flew with it. Even easier from the people that walked in back of the wagons. They had to walk. The Oroin, they just pull it on the shoulders, and they were mechavit to pick it up, and they picked it up, and in that minute, Ha'oroin noise es noise. This is the Metzius of Amor Shel Teira. A person that is omel b'toiro and he's mekabel oil to come in time, to be kavua, to be late by night, and time by night, Friday, Shabbos, it's a oil. To be amol b'toiro. It's not hard, it becomes easy. You see the metzias, the shvache bochrim, that they're not mekabel oil. Every day they have to fight with themselves. And they fall and they fall. The people that are shtal tzu, it's easy for them. And it's taken easy. But again, there's no way to be koine teire on a mola shul teire. There's no way to be koine teire on a mola shul teire. It's nishtar as a metzias. And it's nishtar as a zach. Forget, when is the most time as mekeret af a mola shul teire? It's there. Mitten, winter, in the middle of your vomits, like out, holding, mama, stiftif, in the middle of the ganze masachle. And now a person may cover a ganze oil. I feel, as I feel it. You know, it's a gedab gedang ashur klali, it's a fish given ashur klali. You know, we plan to start today, and this is the show, we'll start in a couple minutes, the second perek, Yishmaki perek. I was clear to myself yesterday. I said, the guys are not Nogea anyway, will not be today. Yeah, we don't need them. They'll come and then again after a week they'll disappear. Better they will not come. And the guys that are Nogea, what do you need to give them a shmuz for? Some of you are sitting and learning shtar. Mechazik them again? Aber weißt du, dass der Kadosh Baruch Hu holt uns mit Afiyom Echazuk sein? Der Kadosh Baruch Hu ist Messader und Azar weg, also Afiyom redet ein bisschen die Vemusa. Das ist Menschen, das ist ein Mensch, das ist ein Look. Das ist ein Mensch, weißt du, ist die Vretere zu ihm Chizuk. Ich muss sagen, Kabel Hashem Chazak wie Yamitz wie Becho, wie Kabel Hashem, die Vretere zu ihm Chizuk. Das ist aber Teire ist nicht mehr bei Amolo Shul Teire. Teire ist nicht mehr bei Yegiyosa Shul Teire. Verkehrt, now is the time. Now is the time. Also, wir können Omel bei Teire. Wir können steigen bei Teire. Wir können be Omel together. Wir können be Yogea together. And again, it's only the Mekabel all of oil. Man sagt, wie ist der Novus, dachte ich. Kann der Mekabel all of Teire, maavirin meine all der Herz. Maavirin meine all der Herz. Tande Velio, Oil Chaveirim, Oil Parnose, Oil Yedidim, Oil Megurim. Also ich steht. If a person is mekabel ol teire, ma'avirim imenu. This life becomes the easiest life. But some people are not mekabel ol, you know. They want to carry the Bistro Salantar gizot. People want to know Shas overnight and to sleep in that night, yeah? He wants Amal HaTeire, the Kishbochum will take away the Amal HaTeire. Kishbochum checks his Amal. Makes his chavrusa to miss one day, makes him to ashver a taste for his. No, lo mezen be amolah shel teira. But in the minute that a person takes on himself amolah shel teira, takes on himself yegiyasa shel teira, miyad. Ha'oroi noise es noisof. Chagiyat amol, ha'oroi noise es noisof. It's a cash money too, we roof this. Ha'oroi noise es noisof. But the sign is noisof. Some people, in the minute that it starts to carry them, you know, they take it easy. They fall right away. Ha'oroin noise es noisov. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu the whole time, noch ha'shtik el ha'mole, and again it becomes easier, sweeter, gishmaker. Betabores ha'oroin iyu abadim. Lo yosuru mimenu. Lo yosuru mimenu. Dosi given the tzuref in Kabbalah Sateira. So be'ezus Hashem, we have siyata dishmaya, and adraba, זוג דמישנה. כיצד יש הסוכיב שלו יהיו בו אילום? כיצד יש הסוכיב שלו יהיו בו אילום? רשי says, כיצד היינו דה פיטר הצרוסו? שלו יהיו בו אילום, שלו יהיו בו אילום. The brother was born after the first brother was nifter. אבל כיצד, we have a חתימצה שפיטר את הצרוסו. כיצד יש הסוכיב שלו יהיו בו אילום? זוג דמישנה. שני אחים ומייס אחד מהם ונוילד להם אח ואחר כך גיבי משייני יש איש אוכי ומייס. So it was two brothers, one died, and then after he died the new brother was born, and then the other one did Yibum. This is for the sugis later that Yibum ואחר כך נוילד הורישוינו Yoytza Mishum Meshisachim Shalei Ba'ilomai, the one that was married to the first brother, is Yoytza Mishum Meshisachim Shalei Ba'ilomai, Ve'ashlima Mishum Tzorosa. Tzorosa Erve. So Reuben, Shimon, Ve'Levi, Reuben dies, and then Levi is born, and then Shimon does Yibum to Eishas Reuben, and Shimon dies, so Levi can do Yibum to the one that came from Reuben because of Shalei Ba'ilomai, and she patters the Tzoro, and he can do Yibum to the Eishas Shimon also. Also a Maimer, but what would be if Shimon only did a Maimer? So Maimer is not Koine Kinyan Gomu, Pashas Maimer is not the Rabbanon. Vemeis shniyo cholezus v'leib misyabemes. So the Eishes Reuven that Shimon made a Maimer anyway. Shelo yabo ilamoi. It's not megia to Levi. Aber vay lemaisa Shimon never married her. So be'etzem her tzora, this is the real wife of Shimon, is not a tzora selva really. So v'meis she's cholezus v'leib misyabemes. Zok Rashi. Keitzu tachshov shelo yabo ilamoi peter tzorosa v'nelad le'emachu metzora zkuku le'yibum. ואולו בסורה, ומגרסוי משומשם שלו יהיה בו אילומי. ואחר כך אם השני זה אישה סוכי, ולא אישה אחר זה מייס, הראשון הזו אישה סרובן שנופלו לפונו פרע פמחס, זה לגמורה, יויצו ונפטר אז מזו משומשם שלו יהיה בו אילומי. עושו בו מיימר, זה שמס, מיימר, ולא הספיק לקונצו עד שמס. שימן מילה מיימר, אין אישה סרובן. זה יהיה דלשי נסרה שאיני דלו דו בפשט, אני just want to be מאויר הדבר. שני אוכלצס ולא מפטר משום צור הסרווה. The love tzoras erve mamashi. V'lei misya bemes, the maimer koine b'miktsas. V'havi tzoras erve b'miktsas midarabon. And the order that the meforshim ashtor on this Rashi is, very poshut. We know, lo mezogin, the second one made a maimar. And lo bezogen maimar mit der rabbonon is like kibu. It's like kibu. Even that maimar is like kibu. Even if maimar is like kibu, aber if mit der reise maimar is gornish, so it doesn't patter the Torah. So if the second one made maimar, the maimar is gornished. If the maimar is gornished, so the male the balasa maimar cannot part of the Torah. Why enech nami the maimar lo mezogin is koine, aber mit der reise the maimar is noch gornish. If mit der reise the maimar is noch gornish, so the male doesn't part of the Torah. Why Rashi has to say a ganze l'shoynes? You know why the shniuch letzes? The lavtzor aser be mamish. The maimar koine be miktsas. Well, why have to say that? When Rashi is masmer in the first Mishnah, and when someone is koine yishu mit der rabbon. So Rashi is masmer, aber lemaise. Mit der reise, she's not a tzoras erbe, so she doesn't part of the tzora. So eishu shimen, mit der reise, she's not tzoras eishu sruben, because he never made a yibum, he made a maimar. Maimar is only mit der rabbon. Und in Rashi is andere leshoines. Rashi says, she lav tzoras erbe mamishi, she maimar koine be miktsas. In Rambam is mefurash hazeh. ברמם אין פרק ווב, הלוך יודחס, אוסו שימן מיימר ביובימתוי, איש הסרובן, ומייס קוידם שיקנס אויסו, הרי לוי חוילץ לצרוסו ולא ימייבם, שאין המיימר קוינה ביובומו קניין גומו כמו איש הביארבו, שאין המיימר קוינה מדי רייסה, במילה, זה צורו, זה נעד הצורה סרו, מדי רייסה. ברמם דוסן סיידה, שאין המיימר קוינה קניין גומו כמו איש הביארבו, this is not a vote. This is not the voice in a maimer koine kinyan gomu. Rambam had to say, she'ein a maimer koine biyavomu midei reise. So midei reise, she's not a tzora serbe. Rambam repeats himself in perek hei, halocha beis, the zel besach. Ha-maimer ava perek beis, hei halocha beis, ha-maimer ava pishein a koine biyavomu kinyan gomu, ve'lenasa bo ishtu gmura tzricho get ve'tzricho chalitzo. So it's mashma in the Rambam that he learns, when I say it's mashma, maybe in Rashi, that you test, that could be that Maimer is koine midei reise, not midei rabbonon. Or it's not a kinyan gomu. It's not a kinyan gomu. But before Rashi. So in the Rambam it's mashma as a klo. That also by Maimer, tzorosu choyletzes veloy misyabemes, it's a chidush. Because Maimer is not koine kinyan gomu. It's like Miktsas Kinyan. The Melech is a Tzora Serve. Or she's a Tzora Serve with Miktsas. Melech Eletzas, Veloy Misya Bemetz. That is Mashma in the Rambam. That is a Chidush. That Maimer is Koine. And not only because it's the Rabbonon. Maimer is Koine with the Reis with Miktsas. It patterns me Yibu. And he can't do Chalitza. And the Mishnah is Mechadash it here. And Tesis brings down by us, it's a Tesis later, the safe end of your Tesamut base is again the same, Yechesamut base, the same Mishnah. For Tesis, you could write it once, you don't have to write it twice. For Tesis, the safe lo yitzar, the mereche shamin in lo, and lo yidah tala bereche, and lo be safe. So it's a chidush of the Mishnah. Also, b'mayim, aruch yiletzas, v'lem is yabemes. In Rashi by us state, mid-rabonon. Rashi doesn't say that. If we'll raise the word mid-rabonon, we'll say that this is the pshat in the Rashi. Like I saw, Rashi al arif, the word mid-rabonon is not there. The word mid rabbonon is not there. Understand? Here they didn't find no one that raises it. But Rashi al arif, the word mid rabbonon is nishto. The word mid rabbonon is nishto. And Rashi by your state mid rabbonon. So mid avzorgen epes hapshat. You can't. As mid rabbonon is also miktsas, kilu is a chidush makert. And I would think that it's so little mid rabbonon that even she could do yibum. She's bichlana the tzora serve. Go fakert go. But Rashi says that the chiddush is that it's epis yomi the rabbanon to part of the tzor. I would think that it's even so low that Michlal cannot part of the tzor. But the nice, if you see in the Meiri, it's mash maklo that he brings down both pshatim. So the Meiri take both pshatim, I saw in the Meiri. One pshat I see in the Meiri, he says that Val Maimer is the rabbanon, not the reise, doesn't part of the tzor. Like we asked in Take, that led the Rambam to write kipshut, the Rashi and the Rambam to write kipshutoi. The Meiri brings down the first pshat kipshutoi. Tzoros mit yabemes, choletzes velem is yabemes, the maimer mit the rabbonon velem mit the reise. And then in the Hemshach, he brings down the second pshat. The taket behemes, maimer is koine bemiktsas. So, the vial, munar miyash of Allah. We're just saying, bedas a Rambam, we're saying it's quite clear, bedas a Rambam.
that meiner is koine mit der reise no das koine mit mikzas das wissen khales so lem is ja bemes in the same is rashi okay wenn es schon go später zu der suge ist meimar mit auf gedenken des rashi dann wir gehen zurück zu unsere gemorge omar ab nachmen man de tonne rishoyne lo mishtabesh like all girse that a rishoyne is considered the wife of Reuven und man de tonne shnuyo that the wife is Reuven is called the second lo mishtabesh Mandatory Rishonah lo mishtabesh. The one that called Eishes Reuven Rishonah, she cannot do Yibum because she's Eishes Oshel Veilomo. My Rishonah, Rishonah le Nefilo, Zak Rashi. She fell already once. It's the second time she's falling le Yibum. Mandatory Shneir lo mishtabesh. My Shneir, Shneir le Nesuim. Because Shimon already has one wife. Frank the Gemara, Milo Yaskin in the Yibum, Vachar Kach Konas. Ela my Shneir, Shneir le Nesuim. So it's the second time she's getting married. Flama Hibzach on the Gemara. Zog the Gemara, Eish Esochim Shaloi Hoyo Boi Lomo Yeiche Ksive. Eish Esochim Shaloi Hoyo Boi Lomo Yeiche Ksive. So when you read this Gemara, Lule Rashi, I would meforish like this. Heiche Ksive. Avu state, where it says in the Torah, that you don't do Yibum L'Shaloi Hoyo Boi Lomo. Ki Eish Boachim Yachdov, you have to do Yibum. So what? He lied, and then I was born. He's my brother. Who said I have to be together? Without Rashi, Eishes means where it says in the Torah that we have to be together in the same time in the world. We have to be together. Right? This is the Pashtus. Eishes Ochim where it says that we have to be together. Rashi says the under Pshat. Heich Eksive Leisure. Heich Eksive Leisure. Shalom Rashi wants. Heich Eksive that you don't have to be together. I want to know, I have a mitzvah to be Meyavim or not? Without the mute of the Torah, I would have to be Meyavim. Right? Without the mute of the Torah, I would have to do Yibum, right? So what the apostle came to tell me? I don't have to do Yibum. If I don't have to do Yibum, kum tzurik dei shesach. But first Hashem has to tell me that if it's shaloi roya bo ilomoy, I don't have to do Yibum. This is the aleph base. Mitzvah I have to do Yibum. The apostle has to tell me that I don't have to do Yibum. Say, hey, Chiksiva, that I don't have to do Yibum. And Rashi says, no. Hey, Chiksiva, Leisure. I will explain to you. I know some people say, well, no, okay, yeah, that's what Rashi meant. I heard some people want to learn like this and say that. But I say, Rashi had to be quiet. Schweig. Don't say nothing. Say that. Rashi is coming to say it. Hey, Chiksiva, what is Shweig? Hey, Chiksiva, where it's written. The Gemara, how you give a Duke color, yeah? Aber I'm not saying. If Luyut Shir Rashi doesn't mean garnished. Hey, Chiksive, Farti. Rashi is coming to say it. Rashi, I have what to explain. You know what the Gemara says? Hey, Chiksive, you don't have to do Yibum. Rashi is saying it. So, I want to be mazal. Balabatish, we can answer that Val Ar Gemara is talking on the Fila Shnir. The Mishnah by us is not talking that you don't do Yibum L'Shaloi Hoya Bo'ilomoy. The Mishnah doesn't say, five brothers, one died and one was born, don't do Yibum. The Mishnah Kilo knows that. Our Mishnah is busy talking that the second brother made Yibum and now he dies. How I know that I don't do Yibum to her and she patos the tzolo? Right, this is the Mishnah. Shtei Achim, ve'echod meis, ve'yibum ha'sheini, not ha'sheini. So in this case, b'nefila shniyo, the new brother that is born, be'etzem has to do Yibum to the Eishes Shimon. This lady that was Eishes Reuven that Shimon married her, and now when Levi is born, Shimon dies. So Levi has to do Yibum Be'etzim as Eishes Shimon Shibo. No, he can't do it because she's also as Shaloi Hoya Bo'ilamot. So our sugya is not handling if he has a mitzvah Yibum. Because we're talking on this, why are we not talking about it? It was pshitta to the Gemara, Chveis Nishvavos. But the sugya, the Mishnah by us, Arayim Gizetz, Reuven dies, Levi is born, Shimon does Yibum, and Shimon dies, so we tell Levi, you can't do Yibum to her, and she patters the Torah. So we're not handling now if Levi could be Miyabim, Eishes Reuven. Reuven is not around anymore. We're handling if Levi could be Miyabim, Eishes Shimon, even that she has inside her a problem that is called Shaloyoyo Bo'ilomoy. So the male of the sugi is handling Heichiksime Leisure. Heichiksime Leisure. But we'll see later, if some more from that, that Rashi meant to say even a sach mel from that. It's not Leisure, I don't have to do Yibum. First I have to know if I need to do Yibum or not. One second. This is b'meila le'isur, but I'm trying to clear now if I need to do yibum or not. This is the kasha. Without Rashi, I'm clearing if my brother dies. I need to do yibum or not. If I don't meet, you think later if it's aveira and islandis. Eichiksive. You don't say le'isur. Eichiksive that islandis, you don't do yibum. After you don't do yibum, b'meila, you start to clear now what is the halacha b'nefilah shniyah. Rashi is a reinsetzing the Gemara as meredo le'isur. Zog di Gemara, Omar Rav Yude, Omar Rav, Omar Gro, ki yesh vu achim yachtov. Shehoyso lehem yeshiva achas ba'oilom. Prat leish es ochiv shelo yoyo ba'oilom. So what is the diuk? Ki yesh vu achim. Ki yesh vu. Ki yesh vu. Shehoyso lehem yeshiva achas ba'oilom. Yachtov. Miyuchodim benachlo. Prat leochim minahem, but you're not yoyresh. Stated in the next sugya. So the Pashtus, there's two words in the Pasuk. Ki yesh v'achim is one drosha. Shehoylem yeshiv v'achas ba'olam, prat leishtov shleya ba'olam. Yachtov have to be, sheyesh lehem miyuchotim benachlo, that they could yarsh in the same nachlo, prat leochiv minayim. So the shayla is, why the Gemara in the beginning brings down the whole Pasuk? The Chulim wanted to say, Omar Abiyudu Omar Rav, Omar Ko ki yesh v'achim, sheyesh yeshiv v'achas ba'olam, prat leishtov shleya ba'olam. Yachtov miyuchotim benachlo. Why the Gemara brings down the whole pasuk at the beginning? So by MS, I don't hold such a kasha. A lot of times in Shas, you bring the pasuk and then they break it to pieces. But then the Ma'aseh, the new Gemara, really the Mitzayin, all the Marmekemis of them, that the Rasha Shtake was Moichikit, and a lot of Girsois they were Moichikit, and the Ois Aleph, the Ois Behodot they bring, and Mitzad Sheini, Andere Achroinim Taki learn that the Meiri, I think they don't bring, but the Meiri is Mefurish as they Taki, they don't bring the Meiri, but the Meiri is Mefurish that the Drosha is with Yachdov. Ki yeshu achim yachdov, sha'oysu lehem yeshiva achas. On yachdov, ki yeshu achim, it means that sha'oysu lehem yeshiva achas. Ki yeshu yachdov, needs a yeshiva yachdov. What? Can you? Yeshu what? Yeshu what? Yeshu means yeshu. This is yachdov. Now who's that together? Who's that listening together? Maybe sing not together. And who's taking yeshu, they're singing together, they're singing separate, they're singing one on each other. Then the Meiri in a baby. But the Meiri said that the yachdov is a part of the drosh. So that the Rashash was moichikit. We pshat the Tavad the Gemara. Mikol mokim we have a drosha ki yeshu achim or ki yeshu achim yachdov. Is a drosha to memayet eish esochiv shel hoya bo ilom. Frek teis es akash. Eish esochiv shel hoya bo ilom heich eksive. Vim toimar teipuk leim idichsiv droche od archi noyam. Umeaitai meavdin en meisim kechaim linyan ibu meperek yesh mutoritz. Lama mazu zan teis es akash. This is as a kasha. Why I need a pasuk that eishes ochiv shelo yabo ilom, that my brother that was born later cannot do yibum? Frik teisus, I don't need a pasuk. I could figure it out myself without a pasuk. I could figure it out myself without a pasuk. How I could figure it out myself without a pasuk? It says brocheo darchi noya, the Torah is noya. So what? Frik teisus is a gemara in daf pezayin. A person dies and he has 5 kids. No yibum. Then all of his kids die. So now Be'etzem, he needs to do Yibu. All of his kids die, now is the reason to do Yibu. Zog di Gemore, even so you don't do Yibu, why? Drochel d'achinoya. Zog Rashi, before she fell, she's allowed to get married, because she had kids. Now you tell her that she has to be chalzkuka le'yibu, nilza misgane salbayla, ve'en ze d'achinoya. So even the mitzad, the ben enloy, we could have said that if the kids die after it, you have to do Yibu. Aber Darkei Noyam says, if Mishas Misa, she was not Eimed Le'ibum because she had kids, he had kids, even if the kids die later, you don't do Yibum. Frek Teisus said the same thing by us, Darkei Noyam. The father dies, the brother dies, there's no brother. Then the brother comes into the world, you Mechadish Yibum, says Nishkin Darkei Noyam. So why I need a pasuk on Eishes Ochiv Shelo Hoya Bo Ilomoy? That he doesn't do Yibum. Teipuk Le Mitzay Darchin Noyam. Lom Zanim Emeim Bim Teimar. Teipuk Le Mitzay Darchin Darchin Noyam. Umay Tay Mevdin and Meisim Kechayim Linyan Yibum. That the kids are dead, kilu they're living yet. And you pasuk me Yibum. Beperik Yesh Mutarois. Now, what is fair? Is Klot this discussion? Klot. Now, here is 2 ways to understand Teisus' discussion. The Teisus Sarosh writes it down in one way, and the Ramban and Rab Kiva Eiger write it down a different way. Teisus Sarosh writes down Teisus Kasha like this. If you will say that if you will say that Eshesachim Shalai Ba'ilamai needs Yibu, we don't have a drosha, we're asking, forget about the drosha, about the reason we will say that he's Potum Yibu, because Drachah Da'achinoya. The reason we'll say he's Potum Yibu, because Drachah Da'achinoya. So he's Potum Yibu. Why it's not Noya? Why it's not Noya? So we don't need a pasuk. Misvara, we will figure out that it's not Noya. Why Misvara will figure out that it's not Noya? The reason Misvara will figure out that it's not Noya, Zog the Teis Arosh, because if you will say that even if a brother is born later, even if a brother is born later, if the brother is born later, if the brother is born later, that you will have to do Yibum. So if the brother is born later, you will have to do Yibum. Will come out of Motna Zach. The brother dies, and now she can do Yibum. Why she can do Yibum? Because maybe the father-in-law, maybe soon will be born a new brother, and then she will have to do Yibum. This is Tesis Kasha. That's Nishkin Darkin Noyam. Why it's not Darkin Noyam? Because if you will say what? That if a brother is born later, you need to do Yibum to him. So what happens when a brother dies and there's no brothers? She can't get married? Because maybe in another 10 years, the father of her husband will marry someone else, and he will have a baby, and then it will be Yibum. Ve'en ze Darkin Noyam, zog de Tesis Arosh, she'tzricho lehamti. So I don't need a pasuk that the new brother that is born later is zaykik leibum. Misvora, I can understand that brother is not zaykik leibum. Why misvora, I can understand that brother is not zaykik leibum? Because if he's zaykik leibum, she will have to wait for him. And if she will have to wait for him, this is nishkin darkinoyah. This is nishkin darkinoyah that she will have to wait. What? Actually, it's the same person that we know. Okay, but I'll get it. I'll get it. It's a good question. As they freak tesis. So now, but if you need tesis arosh, the kasha of tesis is, why I need a pasuk that Shaloi Haboi Lama, he doesn't do Yibum. Misvara, I know that he doesn't do Yibum. Because if you have to wait for him, so she will have to wait. When her husband dies and there's no brothers, she will have to wait for 10 years, 20 years, she will have to wait. This is Nishken Noyam, Ve'ein Zedakim Noyam, She'tzricho Le'amtin. A minute, you have a thousand tesis on this Rosh Kasha? Tesis Kasha? We're asking a Kasha, the typically, you have a thousand on that. I don't need a pasuk, it's Nishken Darkin Noyam, to wait. I'm to wait for another brother will come. Azed et Tesarosh frek de kash. The Ramban, and Chidush Ramban, and more mefurish in the normal Rav Kiva Eger, and the Chidush Rav Kiva Eger. Zog Rav Kiva Eger, b'shem ha-teisis, when Rav Kiva Eger is not the kash, not to wait is not darkin oyav. V'im toimar, if you will say that if a brother is born, she has to do yibum to him, so it's not Noyam if she went to get married and she will have a whole family and Pitom, a new brother, will come to the world and now she will have to leave the husband that she married and go back to him. It's Nishken Noyam. So it's the same kash and Tunus Chos. Teisarosh frags that it's not Noyam that if you will tell me that Shaloi Yaboi Lomoi, she needs to do Yubim the Shaloi Yaboi Lomoi, she will have to wait. Maybe one day will be a brother. It's not Noyam that she has to wait. That the Ramban and Rav Kiva Eger say the kasha is different. If we'll say that Shaloi Haboi Lama is zaykek, so it means that even if she will get married and then a new brother will be born, she will have to leave the house and go back to do chalitza, to do yibum, to the new brother. This is Nishken Noyam. It's the same kasha. What is the difference in the kasha? So the Bismeir is masber like this. In Tesarosh Teit Achidush Otsu. That and the tzadet shaloi hoya boi lomoi would be zaykik. So if your husband dies and there's no brothers, we tell you helzachai. Your father-in-law is living. Could be he will have another kid. Wait. Till the day he dies, you can't get married. It's not noyam. It's not noyam. You're right. It's not nice. To wait for 50 years till he dies. What? I'll never know, so I'll have to wait. Mamash nishken noyam.
the Ramban and Rabbi Akiva Egerler, I'm a vada, I'm allowed to get married. I'm allowed to get married now. I don't have to wait. Now is no brother, I don't have to wait. I don't have to wait now. There's no din to wait. There's no din to wait. I don't have to wait. No, boss. When this brother will be born, then I will have to leave my husband and go over to him. It's not noya. It's not noya. Not nice. I'll have to leave. But the Ramban Rav Kiva Egel learned that it's never a tzad that I would have to stay waiting for him. So he says, like machlekes. Tesarosh learns that on the tzadat shel Oyboi Lomer would be zoikek. I would not allow to go to get married because maybe one day I would have a shel Oyboi Lomer. I will have a shel Oyboi Lomer. So I have to wait for him. Fregt er sinishke noyam. Sinishke noyam to wait. The Ramban Rav Kiva Egel learns no tzad I will have to wait. There's no tzad I will have to wait. But, even if there's no son I have to wait, but when he'll be born, I will need to do Yibum to him. It's not Noyam. Zalg the Bismay, what is the lomdus of the Machlekes? The lomdus of the Machlekes is, why a Yevamo is not allowed to marry someone else? A Yevamo is not allowed to marry someone else. They see a Eishu Samei Schutza. Right? A Yevamo is not allowed to marry a stranger. Why? Why is the halacha of Loisia Eishes Ameis Chutzah? What is this halacha? Loisia Eishes Ameis Chutzah. She's not allowed to marry someone else. The Tesarosh learns Zog de Bismeir because his issues left from the husband that died. Be'etzem is a pasuk that when a person dies, his wife is mutter. Without a pasuk, even when he's dead, Epes is geblieben from the issues. There's a pasuk that it's mutter. What is a Yavam? It's not Muta. What is the chance of a Yavam? It's also not Muta. This is the reason the Gemara Baba Basra Kufa and Vov calls it Keishas Ish. It's Giblibim and Meishas Ish. Zog Teis HaRosh, if you will tell me that Shlo Yaboi Lomoi, when he comes I need to marry him, so the vow I'm not allowed to, I'm married to my old husband, the issue stays if there's a chance that someone will take it. When there's no one to receive it, it disappears. But if it's a Yavam that could receive it, it's hanging around till maybe someone will receive it. Mele, Zog Teis HaRosh, I'm not allowed to get married. Mele, Nishkenoya, Frekta, Nishkenoya, I don't need a pasuk, Nishkenoya. The Rabbi Kiva Egel and the Ramban learned, he's dead. The reason she's not allowed to get married, because she's zokuk to the Yavam. She's a little bit married, we'll learn the next sugya, Zike. She's epis to the new Yavam. So Mele, she's not allowed to get married. If it's no Yavam, she can't be zokuk. The other issues disappear. So Pesach for the next sugyas. That the Sarosh is learning, you could be also when there's no Yavam. Also when there's no Yavam? Could be also when there's no Yavam. And also because Ishu Sames. Not because Ishu Sachai. Because if there's no one to receive Ishu Sames, it's Poka. That is a chance, so it's hanging on me. It doesn't leave. Was it sad that even without a Yavam it doesn't leave? The Gemara in Kiddushi needs a pasuk that when the husband dies, you muta. So Isha Koina Asmo beget the Misa Sabal. But out of pasuk, the husband leaves, with the whole rebound, we know, Ishus doesn't disappear right away. Yisro Krovim stays, you are married, it doesn't run away. So, if it's no Yavam, it runs away. But if it's a Yavam, it goes to the Yavam. If it's a chance of a Yavam, it also doesn't go away. But man, it's like the Tesarosh, if with other pasuk, I could know that it can be misvore. Then you have to say that Shalom Elohim could make an Yibum. But as they know, lady could get married even if there's no brother. Because maybe one day will be a brother. The Rishonim learn that. If there's no brother around, she's allowed to get married. She's not zokuk. The old Ishus is gone. The new one is not here. You're right. If will be, without a pasuk, you're telling me that when the new brother will come, will be a new zikir. So she will have to leave the husband. Sinishkenoyam. Frektesis. Sinishkenoyam. That she will have to leave the new husband. It's not nice. It's not nice. So Rashi in the Pizayan. It's not nice. Rashi Mefurish. Ve'ein zin noyam shetir choyletzis to mizgano al bailo. What? The new zikah is that if it's a yavam, it's a mitzvah to the yavam to take the issues. What? The zikah is it's a new zikah. What happens? See, stop. How Shalai Boi Lama can have zikah? We'll see how Shalai Boi Lama can have zikah. What? I'm letting her to get married now. It's nothing stopping her. Tomorrow is a new reason to do yibum, so she has to leave. What are you asking? That the Erva Foundation sees her with mafkia the zikah. Look in Taste of Design of Mudalev. Taste says why Erva says she is not Mafkezik. You're asking a shayla after she's married, she's doch a Erva, she's doch a Shishish. It's a good kashachai. Why after she's married, the Kiddushin HaToifes, Bishnev, if it tastes a Rosh, she can't get married. For Rashi, she's getting married. But what is the problem? When the Zika will come, it's not nice. Rashi says it's not nice if she will do Chalitza. The Rishonim say not nice if she will leave him completely, decide to do Yibum. Okay, other Yibum, other Chalitza, but she will leave. It's not nice. He asks him, Michlal, why she has to leave? After the Kiddushim with Teifas, he asks him, what is the Zika doing with Mischadish? He says, but that's the Gebet of Machlekes. No, not about Rashi never left. Rashi is mashma, she stays with her husband. She doesn't make a new Kiddush. She does Chalitza and she goes back to her husband. So this is what he's asking, right? You're asking, right? You have to know. What is this new Zika? How Zika comes from Noah? See? Maybe this Yibum will be Yibum on a Zika. We have to know, but I'm just saying, we have a Yisrael Zika Machlekes. Betzuras HaShayle fun Darchinoyam. The Teisarosh learned that there's no sign that she will get married. So the Nishkin Darchinoyam is like the Teisarosh was, that she cannot get married. Sinishkin Noyam. Sinishkin Noyam. Like this he learns in that design also. Sinishkin Noyam, she will have to wait. And Rashi learns that Vali she will get married, Vali. But it's not Noyam, but it's Mischadosh Zika. Vinitvi, but Teisus is asking a kasha. Well, what is Teisus kasha? Why I need a posuk to tell me that the shaloi hoya boi lomoi? Why I need a posuk to tell me that shaloi hoya boi lomoi? I don't do yibum. Why I need a posuk to tell me that shaloi hoya boi lomoi? I don't have to do yibum. Mitzvah, I know that I don't have to do yibum to him because it's nishkin darkin noyam. Other the mahalach of Teisus Rosh, it's not a noyam if I will have to wait. If after she got out and she'll go back in, that's his eichet nishken noyam. Sinishken darkin noyam. Kum de teis esarosh. And the Ramban. Ramban is doichet esteret, so teis esarosh. And beetzim Rav Kiva Eger ba'archove, and the chidushim devar. And he said, you have a poshta teretz on teis eskashe. What is this asking a kasha typically mitzad darchinoyam? I don't need a posuk that shloim boi lomoi cannot do yibum. Typically it's a sinishke noyam. Poshta nefkemine? If there's more brothers in the world, if there's more brothers, Reuven dies and he has Shimon, Levi, Yehuda as brothers. And Reuven dies. So she's also to get married. She's zakuk. And now a new brother is born, and the new brother wants to do Yibum. He could do Yibum, or he cannot do Yibum. But Mitzadar Kinoyam is no problem. She's not waiting for him. She's anyway can't get married, because she has four brothers that she's zokuk to. She anyway is not getting to no one else. She's a Yavomo, she's a Skuka. So she's not getting married. So it's no Chisson of Dar Kinoyam. If it's no Chisson of Dar Kinoyam, there's no problem that Chinoyam here. So she's not getting married. So without Shiloh Hoya Boi Lomoi, Reuven dies, he has five brothers. And then a new little brother is born, Yisachar is born. Yisachar wants to do Yibum. Yeah, what Mishkan Noyam? She's anyway waiting. She's stuck. There's four brothers are fighting to do Yibum. I'll be the one to do Yibum to her. She's not married to someone that to say, she got married and now it's not nice. She never got married. She was Zokuk Li Yibum. And now she does Yibum to me. So I need a Pasuk. So first, are they the face of Rosh Teres of Teis Kasha? Tepul im tzad archinoyam v'yeshloimar ve'lo itche mehay beise she'yesh oid achim ve'lo itche mehay beise. She never was out of this house. Me'le v'al she was lo itche mehay beise. She me'le she was ala mol zoku. Me'le z'no chison od archinoyam. No chison od archinoyam. Ve'y poshut. Zog tab ki ve'eger im b'chidushim. Why Teisus Taki didn't answer? Why Teis didn't answer? Chaglat the Teretz. Zok Teis of Kiveiger. Teisus Leshitosoi and the Beza Mudalef. The Teisus and the Beza Mudalef says, Teisus was speaking there that Nida is no chison of Darchinoya because she's anyway also to everyone. So even if she becomes after it, Mutter is no chisor. So Taisa says in the fourth line from the bottom, the fifth line from the bottom, the fourth and the fifth, the Rashi has, Taisa says, V'oid nira lechalik, before that.
Achris Isha, aber bis am Eser ist der Achreche. So, ich weiß, dass der Ebi Achris Isha, aber bis am Eser ist der Achreche, Schumlet ist dagegen lieben. If the Yevom is Achris Isha, and my wife dies, it's not Zike Leib. Kevin Shenifte Rosho Achas, Shenem Adar Chinoia. Ve'afilu Heiched Eloi Mitchenai Beise, even that was more brothers. So even when she was the Erve, she was not Mutter Lashuk. So what is the Chisson of Darchinoia? Tesis had a tzad, that when Achris Isha, you say Nesro, when my Yevom is Achris Isha, when the Yevom is Achris Isha, and my wife dies. So before my wife died, I couldn't make Yibu. So she was Mutter Lashuk. Now my wife dies, she becomes Osul Lashuk, it's not Noia. But what it would be if it's anyway more brothers? So she was anyway Osul Lashuk. So it's no Chisson of Darchinoia. Zog Teisvis. Ve'afilu ha'eched ala yitche me'aybeise legabre, ki goyin shalim shtei achim. Zog Teisvis in the fourth line, in the five line. De'ein ze darke noyam, im yesh lo lizdakek leze she nifteru haimenu. It's not darke noyam, if she has to become skuka again, to the one that she said no. You're right, she was married to five, my brother died, and she's the erva on me, and she has former brothers. And now she ois elve. So it's not noyam. Why is that noyam? She anyway was not free. She anyway, but you're right. But it's a nuchisorim. Ein ze darki noyam shetarzu v'tizdakek leze shenifteru haimenu. She didn't need to make yubim to me. She felt free for me. And now she doesn't feel free for me. Das ist eichem nishken darki noyam. So zog chidushi rabki v'eikir bayos. Teisus v'shit osam. Didn't want to answer that as more brothers. You're right that she doesn't have a way out. But Taisa says by us, she ain't the darkin noyam, she tarzu v'tizdakek, leze she nifter haimenu. She ain't the darkin noyam, she tarzu v'tizdakek, leze she nifter haimenu. She nishken darkin noyam. What? A minute. As I talked to Kibayikin, what he printed in his brush for Chidush, in the Chidush in Bayos. And Taisa says, deloi nichelu le taretzken, יראה דה אולי בעתירוץ המשני בריש מסך נדתיים לכל אשר שניקוי רבו ומטעם לדרכי נויים ומוכח דה אב ולא ידחי מהי בייסה אמרין אין כן אם בלא ידחי מהי בייסה הוא יסה אז נור חיסון על דרכי נויים אז זה חיסון על דרכי נויים שאין זה דרכי נויים שתחתו ותזדקק לזה שנפטרה ממנו רב קיבהגר על המשנייס אינטרסנט רב קיבהגר על המשנייס And Perek Rishon Ois Vov speaks out the whole shtickle. The Rishonim, the Teretz. His pshat, why Taisus didn't say it, because Taisus was Shittosam. Zog Rab Kiveiger ala Mishnayas und Sinish Temes. This is why it's not Darchinoya. Because Reuven died, so she couldn't make Yibum to Shimon because it was Erve. She could have done to Levi, Yehuda, Yisocho. So even so, we say it's not Noyam because she felt out of Shimon. And now she goes back to Shimon. This is Nishken Noyam. It's different. Not because she has to wait, and not because she got married. A new Noyam. Nishken Noyam. She felt that this guy she could start up with. He's not going to be her husband. And now, he's becoming her husband. Not Gishmak to her. She felt out of him, and then she felt free, and then again, Nishken Noyam. Because you change your schedule, he feels Nishken Darchi Noyam. Yeah? So, that's Nishken Noyam. So it's a nun not darki noyam. It's not she has to wait. She anyway waits because of the brothers. It's not chisol darki noyam because she got married and now she is messed up. She never got married. Oh, but ain't the darki noyam she is darki because she needs to roi menu. Zog Rab Kiveiger la Mishnayis. But b'shel yomoy lomoy, she was never niftar roi menu. He was never born. What is not noyam here? That she felt free to the ear and not naps. Rab Kiveiger learns that Loshon HaTosfos she ain't the darki noyam שתחזו ותזדקק לזה שנפטרו היימנו שאין זה דרכי נויים שתחזו ותזדקק למי שנפטרו היימנו דוס איז נשקן נויים נשקן נויים waiting נשקן נויים messing up when I married to someone and I started to do חליצה נשקן שיין I was part of you again to you נשקן נויים אבל זה תאיסס דה אח שלו היה בוי לא בוי I didn't have a זיקה and now I have a זיקה דוס נשקן חיסו אז זה לא כבר כבר יגע למשנייס Well, I'm kidding, the Mishnah says, so we're coming back to school, we have a kasha, no chabal on tesis. So what is tesis kasha that I don't need? We don't have a teretz. What are we asking a kasha? Then we have tesis kasha. Why we need a posuk on shiloh hayo boi lomoi? Why we need a posuk on shiloh hayo boi lomoi? Mitzvah, I could know it. This is tesis kasha. We have a posuk on teretz. What Tesis wants? Nafkamina, but there's more brothers. So Mel, Tesis is very schwer. Kum zurück, Tesis is very schwer. Tesis is very schwer. It's Mamish Appelle. Mamish Appelle Hatsuma. Tesis is asking that I don't need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk. I need a Pasuk. But there's more brothers. And there's more brothers. So, it's not time to be Yashiv yet. So, the Welt wants to say Stama Teretz. It's not the Teretz that we're going. That Sidom and the Omar later, Rav Oishia, in the Sugis of Zike, that says that Shaloi Horba Ilomo, the only case is that there was no brothers when he died. Because if there's more brothers, so the man the Omar, yes, Zike, she's Keilu married the second wife. And the Malafir of Shimon is Kilu Yimim Vachakach Noilat. So Sidor Rav Oishia, that is Maimid the Psukim, there was no brothers. So Tesis means the ass of Rav Oishia. No, Doichat Shebedoichat. But more from that, this is what Rav Oishia was Moira. In our Sugya, we're going on our Mishnah. And our Mishnah is brothers. Und auf dem sagt die Gemara, es ist auch im Schleier, aber ich lomme, hey, ich exive, was ich exive? Ein Mischner ist nicht kein Dachin, ein Tebel mit der Dachin. This is asking, and the kasha is what Tesis wants. Tesis is asking, tefillah mitzvah darchin layam, and our mishnah is no problem with darchin layam. And our mishnah is a brother. She's anyway not mutar lashuk, so she can't get married anyway. You can't mess up the kids. That is not nice. Like Rashi, like I'm kveger, you can't say that because she never got married as more brothers, and you can't say ein zedarchin layam shetachlo betizoki b'zeh sheniftar ha'emenu because here was no brother. So I'm saying, Rav Kiva Eger, the Chidush, you want to say a Pshat. But the Mishnah is like, Rav Kiva Eger, Aval does not the Pshat. As Aval does not the Pshat, come back, so what is the Pshat? So we're hoping we have to miyash of Tesis. We have to miyash of Tesis. What is the Avona in Tesis? How Tesis wants the Tepul in Mitzah Darchin Noyam, when his brothers is no Chisoron of Darchin Noyam? We'll have to stop here.
Oh, the last few days.